Welcome to the Elevation Church Podcast. In this special Crash the Chatterbox edition, Grammy and Dove Award-winning worship leader and recording artist Matt Redman joins Pastor Stephen and talks about recognizing God's voice and determining the difference between condemnation and conviction.
I wrote a chapter in the book called Counterfeit Conviction, and I was trying to make the case that condemnation is a counterfeit version of conviction, that God will point out things in our lives that he wants to change for his glory, for our good, and he'll not only point it out, but he'll give us the power to change it. Condemnation does something different. It paralyzes us. It incapacitates us. It drives us away from God. So I'm interested in how you've learned to sort it out, how you stop it. Do you, when you're being challenged about something, and maybe it is condemning, do you just shift it over? Do you change the way that you're saying it to yourself? Do you talk it out with somebody? Do you sift it out and find the God message in it? What's that process look like for you, and how has it changed?
I think number one is just, I find it really helpful. Like, if I would tell my wife that, or sometimes that's the first way of me getting out of that cycle. Just having, because the problem is that you lose perspective, and sometimes you need someone else to throw that light on it again and say, look, get perspective. You know, what were you doing last week with your kids? You know, you would look at all this extra time you spent with them before you came away. Look, you've cleared your diary out when you get back. You know, come on, just, you're having a down moment. You can pull out of this. I think that's a great thing for me. But another thing, which is actually been a really important thing to me the last few years, this whole idea of preaching to yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to talk about worship songs that, you know, we praise God, but another amazing dynamic that goes on in the song is you preach to yourself. You're telling yourself some truth, and sometimes you don't even know you're doing it, and sometimes you're doing it very purposefully. And, you know, and the thought came from Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones. I read this bit, she dug it up to share with you now. He writes this whole thing on preaching to yourself, and he says, have you realized that most of your unhappiness in life is due to the fact that you're listening to yourself instead of talking to yourself?
Wow.
And it's a great way of putting it, isn't it? Mm. Have you noticed that most of the unhappiness in your life is due to the fact that you're listening to yourself instead of talking to yourself? And he says, take those thoughts that come to you the moment you wake up in the morning. You know, you've not originated them, but they started talking to you. They bring back the problems of yesterday. Somebody is talking. Who is talking? Yourself is talking to you. And then he goes on to talk how you have to say, right, self, I'm going to talk to you. I'm not going to listen. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to tell you. And the psalmist does it. Why art thou so, you know, cast down? You start speaking to himself. And Dr. Lloyd-Jones says, you must turn on yourself, upbraid yourself, exhort yourself, say to yourself, hope thou in God, instead of muttering in this depressed, unhappy way. And then you must go on to remind yourself of God, who God is, and what God is, and what God has done, and what God has pledged himself to do. And I love that. I think, you know, some people in this world, they say the first sign of madness is talking to yourself. I'd say that, you know, it's mad not to talk to yourself. You know, you have to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. So I put a chapter in the book called Finishing the Devil's Sermons. And I was talking about how a lot of my initial efforts to deal with condemnation was just to refute it. You know, it's almost like the kid putting his fingers in his ears. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You know, it's kind of how I tried to treat the shame, or in some ways, I think I tried to even treat God's conviction that way. And you end up being unsuccessful at that. But I realized that it wasn't necessarily the thought that I had that was destroying me. It was where I was taking the thought. So if I start with a thought, you're not being patient right now with your kids, or you're not engaged, or you're not being kind in this response, or whatever it is. If I start with that thought and I take it to a redemptive place, you know, what Christ has done for me, the fact that I'm still loved by God, it's kind of finishing the sermon And in that way, you know, you kind of use that sense of shame, what the enemy means for evil. God can use it for good, because now it's like jujitsu in a way. You know, he's putting something at you, but you're actually relying on God more. So do you think that's a good picture of what we're talking about?
Yeah, I love that. That's really great. And that is, I think that's quite a mature worshiper. That's quite a mature Christian who can do that. You know, that's something to attain to for sure. That's a great way of looking at it. I love that. You know, another thing I was thinking about today, thinking about your book and the theme, and I was thinking about the Elevation Worship record, which came out recently and a few weeks ago, I guess, and you know, it's just fantastic, by the way. That's the first thing I need to say. It's just it's really special songs, the way they're presented, the way it draws you in. Love it. And I love to get to be part of a couple. And I was thinking about that song I got to be part of, I Will Look Up.
Mm-hmm.
And it just talks about, I'll surrender every anxious thought for perfect peace. And I think that's another element to this, isn't it? It's a very active thing. You have to surrender it. Sometimes these things aren't just going to go away on their own.
Yeah,
you've got to do something with them. And, you know, I'll surrender every anxious thought for perfect peace, it says. And I guess I would say this because I'm a worship leader, but I do find that songs, they can be such a great, I guess, weapon, you know, in this area. I mean, we don't always talk in those terms these days, but worship is a weapon, you know. It's a powerful thing in so many ways, but it can be powerful in your own life, in your own psyche, in your own mind, in your own soul, you know, to use worship as a weapon.
Thank you for listening to this special clip. For more bonus content from Pastor Stephen Furtick and Elevation Church, be sure to subscribe to the Elevation Church podcast.